Hi, this is a dedication for Shaina Mohan, Shaina Mohan. Date of birth is 12/23/93. Date of accident 7/27/2022. The date of service is 7/28/2022. One day ago, Shaina Mohan, Shaina Mohan, was involved in an automobile accident as a restrained front seat passenger. The chief complaints were severe pain in the neck and the both shoulders, as well as all the muscles between neck and shoulder, but worse on the right side, pain in the lower back, and headaches off and on, and pain in the left shoulder. The history of automobile accident is described as follows. The patient was a restrained front seat passenger, and she was traveling in a medium-sized sedan at almost 60 miles an hour. In a Cadillac SLX, the driver was also injured. The accident happened in such a way that there was a reckless driver on the freeway, which hit 4 or 5 cars from one lane to the other. He kept hitting, and their car was hit from rear-ended, and all the 5 cars were hit together. And after the impact, their car spinned 4 to 5 times and then hit the shoulder on the highway on the right side. So there was a total 5 car event. The guy who initiated this accident was arrested and ticketed. Approximate speed of the other car has to be between 60 to 70 to 80 miles, and their own car were traveling at 60 miles on the middle lane. The patient reported that she was restrained. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. No, it was not a hit and run accident. The police did arrive at the scene, and ambulance arrived at the scene. And the patient chose not to go to the hospital on the day of accident. The car was damaged on the rear bumper, but was not total, except the rear bumper. There was no direct trauma to her. She did not bang her head into the dashboard or chest or tummy or pelvis. The knees, none of them had a direct injury. But there may have been some whiplash injury, as she was wearing a seatbelt and hit into the headrest. She reported that she shifted a lot during this accident, front, back, and sideways. And finally, she went sideways. She hit her shoulder to the door, the right shoulder. And then she was very much shaken up after the accident or during the accident, but did not pass out. But there was no glass broken. Seatbelt was intact. And headrest was intact. But she felt very disoriented, confused, and after the accident and later on. However, there was no laceration or swelling. Regarding the headaches, patient has no headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision issues, no balance problem, memory problems. She has no confusion, disorientation, no seizures, no loss of consciousness, no focus problem, concentration problems, and no memory problems, as well as she has no incontinence of the urine bowel, and headaches are not sensitive to light or noise. Mild headaches are there, but she's not very much concerned, focused on the right temple. And she does not have any saddle anesthesia. The anxiety, depression, panic are minimal, and weakness is present, lightheadedness present, no numbness, tingling is present. And regarding the pain, patient report that her pain is focused into the neck posteriorly, and also both shoulders are hurting. And there is a difficulty of lifting the right shoulder beyond 110 degrees. While while there is no radiation of pain to the upper extremities, the finger on the right hand, 4th and 5th, are feeling numb. and no carpal syndrome is noticed. On the left side of the shoulder, patient is able to lift her shoulder up to 130 degrees of abduction. However, the baseline pain is around 7 both sides. The middle back pain and the chest pain is around 8, and the lower back pain is around 8, and neck pain is 8. Lower back pain is across to both the sacroiliac joint, but it is not radiating to the buttocks or to the distal legs. Toes are not involved. Some injury to the left ankle is reported as some pain. These pains are described as being sharp, aching, and heavy, and they are from 3 to 6, usually sometime 8. ADLs are affected 6. The modifying factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, and improved by medications. So far, patient reports that there is muscle weakness on both sides, especially the right hand, where she has dropped her phone. But there is no bladder bowel incontinence, no numbness, tingling, pins, and needles. And no x-rays, MRI, CT scans have been done. She has not gone to any hospital. And only home massage has been done. No physical therapy, no chiropractor, acupuncture have been done. Medication-wise, she has tried Motrin and Tylenol. The history of system review is as follows. Only in neurological disorder, she suffers from seizures from childhood, for which she is taking various medications. Rest of the system review is negative. Surgery, none. No surgery has been done. Allergies, none. Family history, mother and father are alive, no medical problems. Siblings are also okay, no medical problems. Relationship status, patient is single and lives with her parents. Employment, she is a nurse, RN, and works with the patients. No lifting is required. And disability, she never filed a disability. Legal history, patient does not have any attorney at this time. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 130 over 86, pulse is 79, respiratory rate is 20, temperature is 96.1. The height is 5'1", and the weight is 120. The patient is 29-year-old Indian female, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, slightly shaken up, but no obvious distress, shortness of breath or severe pain cases are noticed. Slightly anxious, no lethargy. She exhibits good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal, and she is well nourished, and no colonicia or any other issues. She is able to walk with reasonably well, slight antalgia, but not using any cane or any adaptive device. Rest of the physical examination come from the template, including the psychiatric exam, neurological exam. The gait is normal, and musculature examination reveals that there is a severe spasm in the upper trapezius muscles bilaterally, leading to several trigger points, especially in the upper fibers of trapezius muscle and cervical fibers, where there is extreme spasm. Musculoskeletal examination reveals that on inspection, entire spine has a normal curvature and alignment with no scars. On palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, some pads or pelvic ilia crest height is equal, and no pelvic tilt is noticed. In the spine tenderness, please mention that there is a tenderness of C567, and L45 and S1 are tender. Bilateral sacroiliac joint is tender. There is a paravertebral muscle spasm noticed from C4567 as well as L1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 bilaterally with mild tenderness and hypertonicity bilaterally. no trigger points are noticed. In the range of motion of cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 20, and hyperextension is painful after 20 degrees. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is positive bilaterally, and Lerman test is positive bilaterally. This traction test is negative, and Soto Hall test is negative. Thoracic spine, the Roos test is negative, and Slum test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Bridgen's Kernick test was found negative. Straight leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test is negative. Camp test was positive. Babinski sign negative. Sacral leg joint. Bilateral sacral leg joints are mildly tender. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test is all negative. Fever test is positive bilaterally. And consonant test is positive bilaterally. The Trendelenburg sign is negative. The examination of the extremities, except for bilateral shoulder and right wrist, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal, including both hips, both knees, and both ankles, both elbows. And they are warm to touch, well perfused, with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. The range of motion of all other joints except both the shoulders are completely normal. Quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed. The gait is normal, not using any cane or any adaptive device, but slightly slow. In the examination of the both shoulders is as follows. Both the shoulders appear completely normal without any dislocation. On palpation, there are no fracture, contusion, lacerations, and the appearance of the shoulder is completely normal. The right shoulder has a range of motion of 110 degrees and left shoulder up to 130 degrees of abduction maximum, beyond which there is a pain. On special testing, for drop arm test was found negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Speed test, near test, empty beer can test, and Hawking Kennedy test was found positive bilaterally. The hand and wrist examination of the right side shows normally no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fractures. Color of the skin is normal and ambulation deformity is negative. Muscle weakness is not present. Atrophy or thin or prominence is not present. Range of motions are normal. Reflexes, grip are normal. Motor power is 5/5. Sensations are intact. And carpotunnel compression test was positive, with Tinel sign and Phelan sign being positive on the right wrist only. The rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. Diagnosis. V8, in general, V8 9.2 X60 and Z79.891. CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, M62.838, ligaments, F54.0, chest, blunt chest trauma, cord is not there, and shoulder, right shoulder, M25.511, left shoulder, M25.512. M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Right wrist, M25.531 and G56.01. Spine, in the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4X6A. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.651.24, 54.14, 54.08, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacral spine bilateral, M46.6 and M54.17, S33.5XXA. The plan of care for Shaina Mohan is from the templates. And the treatment plan is as follows. First is the physical therapy, which has been ordered 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, mid back, as well as both the shoulders. and also the wrist on the right side, as well as both sacroiliac joints. 3 times a day with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program. She will remain disabled for work, housework, and transportation help, but she can work on light duty if she chooses to, because she's not lifting any weight. So 7 hours, 7 days with 0 pound is also okay with us. Medications, following medications were provided to the patient. Non-narcotic medication, naproxen 375 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation and removing the muscle spasm. Melatonin 10 milligram at night for sleep. Furosets were given, 50 tablets, 1 or 2 every 6 hours for headaches. Patient did not want any strong pain medications. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We do not have any records of the past. Interventional pain procedures are not being considered at this time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended case worker, none. Past medical records, none are available. Investigations. I am ordering a MRI for the cervical spine and lumbar spine to identify the correct pathology for this patient, which will be done soon and should be evaluated after that. DME, the patient is ordered a DME for neck brace and the back brace, tension units, and a cervical pillow to help her with the sleep and healing. Education is yes. The disability is already discussed. Follow-up visit is in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.